You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Call Your Shot Friday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Zagura Wilhelm and the kid with us in Vegas. We bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale now. Dave, it is time for the Friday forecast.
Yes. Yes, let's do it. Five questions for you guys here this week.
Number one.
The Browns will win Sunday if blank.
I think if they can contain the big play from the Raiders. The Raiders, believe it or not, have an explosive down-the-field offense with the addition of Amari Cooper and some of their breakaway running backs. I don't know if Latavius has broken a big one yet, but he can break them. If the Browns can keep the Raiders from making the big play, the Browns win the game.
And to piggyback that, I believe that by keeping them from making the big play, how do we do that? I don't necessarily think it's going to fall on the DBs. I think, again, it's going to fall on our pass rush. Our ability to affect Derek Carr in the pocket, make him feel uncomfortable, knock him around the way we knocked around Marcus Mariota.
I think they need to win the turnover battle. I think if we do all, we can do all the things, we can stop the big plays, whatever, but if we go down and we're in scoring position, we turn it over and they don't, we're not going to win.
Number two.
All right, guys, for number two here on the Friday forecast, what does Josh McCown have to do Sunday for you to be okay with him continuing to start?
I think he's got, as just a piggyback Nate there, is to not turn the ball over and be efficient. If he's efficient, I think we win the game. And like I've been saying all along, I do believe that he can play to the Rich Gannon level, and that's efficiency, hitting the guys when they're open. And I'm not of the school of thought that he can't hit the deep ball. I think if Travis Benjamin is open deep, he'll hit him as well. So it's just efficiency, and we'll be fine.
Turnovers are crucial, so I'm going to stay on that train and say, you know, do not turn the ball over or throw it to the other team. Don't put it on the ground. And then I would like to see out of this quarterback something that we expected all offseason is 60% plus completion percentage. That means you're delivering the ball accurately, on time, to your receivers, and I just hope and pray that it's in those windows that they can create some, you know, some yak yards and turn a, you know, an 8-yard catch into a 15-yard play.
All Josh McCown has to do for me is come out and play like he did in the preseason, play like he did on the first drive against the Jets, and win the game. If he does those things, there's no question I'm fine with him continuing as a starter, because at that point, we know we had the moment for what's the direction of the organization. That moment has come and gone. So we know that they went with McCown. And so, therefore, it's just a matter of seeing what they're doing with Josh McCown. He's the guy, so I want to see him play well so he can stay as the guy.
Number three.
All right, guys, on the Friday forecast, not only is it question number three, it is a...
fact or fiction.
Question. The Browns will have a 100-yard rusher on Sunday.
Fiction. I think there's going to be a shared load between Crow and Duke Johnson, and I do not believe either one of them get 100 yards. I think we may get, you know, 120 to 150 yards to the team, but I don't believe either one of them gets 100 yards.
I'm going to be a little bit more optimistic, and I'm going to say it's a fact. I believe that Isaiah Crowell will beat this defense up, and in the game, with the game in our hands and having to move the chains and just kill the game, Isaiah Crowell and this offensive line will put him over 100 yards.
I'm going to agree with the kid here. I think fiction. I think it's going to be tough. I want you to be right. If you're right, by the way, the Browns win.
And I get an extra point in the pick'em. No, I'm just kidding.
If you're right, though, the Browns win the game. If Isaiah Crowell runs for 100 yards, right, the Browns will win this game. I think that it's tough when you're only getting 15 carries to get there. And the way that they're splitting the snaps, basically 50-50, I just think it is going to be tough. They will run for, between the two of them, they will run for 100 yards. I don't have any question about that. Every running back group who has faced the Raiders so far this year has at least 100 yards rushing and a touchdown on the ground, and I think the Browns will accomplish both of those this Sunday.
Number four.
All right, I'm going to throw this one in because Derek Carr has that quick release and that offense is a quick release, but how many sacks will the Browns defense get on Sunday?
Four.
I like that number. First number popped in my head. I thought four, then... then the voice of the guarantee said four as well.
The first thing that popped in my head was I would set the over-under at 3.5, which is interesting because my number was 3,
okay,
and you guys both said 4, so I think I did a pretty good job over handicapping it.
Yes, you did.
All right, guys, and finally,
number 5.
Which 0-2 team do the three of you think has the best chance to turn things around and still make the playoffs?
Come on, kid. You got to say the Eagles.
I know where the kid's going.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to say Chip Kelly. I think that division is eminently winnable at probably 9 wins now due to the Cowboys' run of injuries. So I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. I think that the path to get there is of lesser resistance than it is for the Eagles.
Yeah,
I believe that the Eagles will rebound, but you got the Titans, you got the Jags, you know, in your division, you got the Texans. What is there? They share, what, 2-6?
That's the right
So the Colts.
So I was going to say the Colts as well, I think because of their division. You hit all the key bullet points. The other team that I'll give a little bit of an honorable mention to is the Seahawks.
I was going to say, what about
Seattle?
I don't think
they're missing the playoffs. I think that the Seahawks are going to get it together.
I'd like
and
to see
gonna...
him miss the playoffs. I'd like to see him be a bad football team with Cleveland coming to town and us be in contention.
Well, and they start off, what, on the road against St. Louis, who always plays them tough, and then on the road against Green Bay.
Yeah, so this is their home opener.
This is their home opener.
Cam Chancellor back.
They're going to shellack the Bears, and they're going to get on a little bit of a run. Yeah.
Is that your what is it, death pool? I don't even know what these things are where it's like
suicide.
You got to pick.
Suicide pool?
Yeah, suicide pool, yes. Yeah.
I think I wouldn't want to waste
it. You wouldn't want to waste it, yeah.
So I would take Carolina against a breezeless Saints.
True.
Okay. Except the kid. The kid is going all in on the Saints.
Genius pick by me.
Mark Ingram. That's because you got Mark Ingram, the kid.
Yeah.
By the way, nice play by Jordan Reed. Shout out to Jacuzzi Ricky, $150 holla.
Yeah, Jacuzzi Ricky made a nice lineup adjustment for us there last night.
Yeah, it's good. If you had played him against me, you would have beaten me.
We're not discussing that right now.
Oh, that's right. Los Hombres! Viva Los Hombres! They beat Scarlett and Mays last week in the Jacuzzi Fantasy Football League, as I'm sure many are happy to.
And there's exactly zero people listening right now that care at all.
I bet Jacuzzi Ricky's listening. I bet he cares. He got like
and
three
Nathan,
shout-outs.
Nathan has headphones on right now, and I think he cares.
I heard it.
The only thing people care less about than your fantasy football team is your golf score. And I'm not saying you yourself, just in general. Like, nobody wants to hear about your golf game or your fantasy football game.
Do you think people were curious, though, when I brought up your career round of 76? And I watched that video the other day, by the way. What a great moment.
Did you get goosebumps watching
the
video?
I did. Have you rewatched it ever?
I haven't rewatched it, but I ran across somebody that I have no idea. They're like, yeah, I saw the video of your golf game. I'm like, what?
Yeah, man.
Completely random person.
YouTube sensation.
You're a sensation, the kid.
Sweeping the nation.
The old 76er. And it was amazing. It was raining at the time, and then he makes a putt, and the sun comes out. It was like literally
glorious.
It was. It was like a religious experience.
You know what? If I was Russell Wilson, I might invoke, you know, God watching us.
You're drinking the concussion water.
Yeah, you had.
It's what you were drinking all round long.
The kid, enjoy Vegas. When do you come back?
Sunday morning. I'll be on a plane.
Jeez, that's
hopefully.
A long trip, bro.
Hopefully there's DirecTV, and I'll be watching the Brownies on the there was DirecTV on the flight out, so I'm assuming there will be on the way back, watching the Brownies, get a little Here We Go Brownies chant going on the airplane, maybe.
Yeah, I like it. Where have you eaten?
Last night we ate at the Palm, and it was just spectacular.
Palm is good.
Right outside Caesars?
Always a good way to start off the trip.
Yeah.
It was really spectacular.
What's on tap for tonight and Saturday?
I'm not sure the names of the restaurants we're going to tonight, Saturday. We are going to see a DJ tonight. You know my dancing skills.
Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Play.
What club are you going to?
David Guetta.
David Guetta?
He's the best.
Yeah. David Guetta is great. You'll recognize a lot of the stuff.
We're going in style, too. We're going to be, you know, I might put on my dancing shoes.
Where's he at? Excess? At the Wynn?
I have no idea.
Or Encore?
I think he's at the Wynn.
Yeah.
Okay,
Wynn.
Tryst.
Yeah. You should go to Andrea's or Andrea's, whatever it's called, at the Wynn.
It's called Dre.
Or it's at Encore. It's good. It's like
a
Nobu,
like a
4 but better.
Club.
What?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the 4 a.m. club called Dre's.
No, that's Dre's. You'll be there later.
But yeah, I don't think so.
You might be at the OG at that time.
But I don't know about that.
All right, kid. Have fun in Vegas.
All right.
All right. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get a couple fantasy football questions answered. Give our final thoughts here on this Friday edition. Week 3, Friday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.